From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. In Colombia, rescuers are sorting through mounds of debris and mud on Sunday in search of missing people. Now, a massive wall of water from three overflowing rivers in Colombia swept through the region overnight on Friday, destroying homes and infrastructure and killing about 200 people. Shortly after the banks of the rivers burst, a landslide followed, devastating the southwestern town of Mocoa. The president, Juan Manuel Santos, visited the wrecked town of some 40,000 near the border with Ecuador. Santos said the government will do everything possible to help the families, not only the families who lost their loved ones, but all of those who lost their homes. Now, by tomorrow, on Monday, the United States and Egypt are expected to reach an accord on enhanced collaborations in the fight against radical Islamic terrorism. That's when President Donald Trump is scheduled to host his Egyptian counterpart Abdel Fattah el-Sisi at the White House. In advance of the visit, the White House praised el-Sisi's tough policy in fighting terrorists. The Oval Office meeting will be closely watched in Cairo, where there is intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world. Witnesses and relatives in southern Afghanistan say a pre-dawn bomb explosion killed at least 10 civilians, mostly children and women, in an area where Afghan National Security Forces were conducting anti-Taliban operations. It's not clear whether an airstrike by government forces or an insurgent armed retaliation caused the deadly explosion. This is VOA News.